Welcome into the Yards After College podcast powered by KSLSports.com. It's the podcast where we talk about all things NFL, including our local players in the NFL. And just like we had last season, I wanted to kick off the 2021 year with our predictions, our NFL award guesses for the season. And just like we did last season, I wanted to bring on the one and only Sam Farnsworth. Sam, how are you doing today? Welcome back to the podcast.
I'm doing good, and thank you for having me back. I love talking NFL. I always start missing it a little bit this time of year, especially around training camp in July. I always miss it a little bit. I also don't miss it a little bit, but yeah, I love talking NFL, so thanks for letting me do that with you today.
Yeah, for sure, and for those of you who are listening and don't remember, Sam covered the Denver Broncos for a number of years there in Colorado, and you know, I like to consider you, Sam, an expert more than anybody else in our department because of that experience. And so I like having you on to kind of break down the league and what you see. But just like we did a year ago, I wanted to kind of start things off, you know, really break in the year before we get the games underway. We've seen, you know, 3 weeks of preseason, you know, 4 weeks, if you want to count the Hall of Fame game worth of these players. But, you know, you don't really get a good feel of the league until you really kick off here in September, because a number of the starters, you know, they don't play, or, you know, they only play a series or two. The defense isn't going, you know, full speed and whatnot. But I'm excited to get the season underway. And, you know, I couldn't think of any better way to do that than kind of break down our locals in the NFL with you and also kind of go over some of these NFL awards. And I looked up our predictions from last season, Sam.
Yeah.
we didn't do too great.
And, no,
I'll say this much. You did better than I did, but even still, I'm looking back and I'm like, I hope that we do better in 2021. I hope it's the pandemic season is behind both of us.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. I see some of my predictions from last year and I'm like, man, was I way off on that? But yeah, it's that's part of the fun of it, right? Trying to look ahead. And then of course, if we're on it or real close to on it, then next year we'll just be like, oh yeah, of course I knew that. Right.
Exactly. Yeah, last year was practice. This year it's for real. Okay, we'll go year two of the podcast is the actual predictions that matter. And I wanted to start off, you know, we've got the general NFL awards. I also want to go over some Super Bowl predictions with you, but we've got our locals in the NFL guys that I wanted to touch on first. So we've got MVP for our locals, rookie of the year, breakout player, comeback player of the year. And, you know, there were some obvious ones like last year, Alex Smith, you know, clear comeback player of the year. We were like, he's going to get our locals in the MVP award, regardless if he even plays a snap. And then he ended up just doing the impossible last year, which was really cool to see. But I wanted to start off. Let's go with MVP. Who is your locals in the NFL MVP for the 2021 season?
Okay, so my locals MVP, is that what you said?
Yep, local.
Yeah. Okay, so my locals MVP for the 2021 season, and this, so I was a little torn, I guess. I think, so one guy I think that could have a really good year this year is Jalen Johnson with the Bears. I'm really excited to see what year two does for him in the NFL. But I'm going to go with, I believe I picked him last year too. I'm going to go with Fred Warner, the linebacker for the Niners. I mean, the guy is outstanding. He's amazing. He's quickly rising to, when you're talking about the best inside linebackers in the NFL, you know, he's maybe top three right there. And so I will go with him as my local MVP.
You did pick Fred last year. And so, you know, we're going to give it to you. And we're going to give it to you again this year. And
I think he'll be better.
Well, ironically, I'm also picking the same player that I picked last year for the MVP. And that's Bobby Wagner, another linebacker, another local linebacker from the state of Utah, former Utah State standout. And like you with Bobby Wagner, I think that, you know, you look at both of these guys, Fred Warner and Bobby Wagner, they're probably the top two linebackers in the NFL, or, you know, top three, top four, depending on who you're talking to. And I was fascinated, you know, every year they come out with the NFL top 100 and Both of those guys were in the top 100 last year and again this season, but they flip-flopped places this year. Now Fred's kind of jumped ahead of Bobby Wagner and what the players in the NFL think of him. But I think that Bobby's got one more year of, you know, just that elite superstar performance that he's had throughout his, you know, time in the NFL. He's not the same player that he was year two, year three, you know, when they were, you know, in the Super Bowl. But I do like what Bobby's done. He's the all-time leading tackler for the Seahawks organization. I think that he's got a few good years left in him, and I think that he's got one more standout year left. So I think that he's going to be the MVP for the locals. Rookie of the year, Sam, who are you going with?
Okay, so I think this is kind of – I don't want to say obvious, but it almost feels like it. I'm going to give a shout-out to Kyrus Tonga. I think he's going to have a good rookie season. But as far as our locals for Rookie of the Year, it's going to be Zach Wilson, right? I mean, he's been given the keys to the fancy car in New York, and it's his to drive, and they're going to ride with him even if he goes through a few fender benders along the way. They're going to ride with him and know that he's going to go through the growing pains. But you kind of saw the confidence that he had even in the preseason. You've heard the confidence that his coaches have in him. He just, to me, seems like he's ready to embark on this NFL journey. I'm not saying he's going to be, you know, a top 10 quarterback next year, but I think he's going to be, from our local standpoint, definitely the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there. I'm going with Zach Wilson as well for the Rookie of the Year. I just think that the amount of playing time that he's going to have if he stays healthy throughout this 17-game season, it feels weird saying that it's going to be 17 games, by the way. I'm still not used to that, and I don't think I will be until the end of the year. But I think that just with the opportunity that the Jets have given Zach and are going to give him, the opportunity is just too much. I think the stats are going to be there for him, and he's going to be the Rookie of the Year for the locals in the NFL. Breakout player of the year, Sam, who is your pick for the locals?
So my local breakout player of the year is going to be one of your guys, Kyle. I'm going to go Julian Blackmon of the Colts.
I like it.
I think, you know, he proved last season that he definitely is an NFL defensive back. And not only that, I think he's got multiple trips to the Pro Bowl in his future, and possibly all pro selection in his future. You know, he's that type of defensive back. And so this is the year where, I guess for the definition of breakout, this is where he kind of shows up on the scene outside of Utah as well. You know, I know people in Indianapolis are aware of Julian Blackmon, but I think this is where people all across the NFL and every NFL market will start to recognize the name Julian Blackmon.
So a couple of weeks ago when I was planning this podcast and I asked you to come on, I was coming up with my list, and I had Zach Moss here as the breakout player of the year, and I still like him for, you know, second year potential here, but because of an injury that happened in the preseason, I've changed this pick. I'm going to go with Tyson Williams, former BYU running back. I think that because J.K. Dobbins is now out for the season, Tyson Williams, you know, he's the second running back there on the depth chart now. I have a feeling that, you know, he's a couple years removed from that ACL injury that took him out four games into his BYU career that final year there. And I think being able to be healthy, get acclimated to the NFL, being on Baltimore's practice squad last year, I think that he's got some things, and they've clearly liked what he's done throughout the preseason to keep him there. And then also, you know, move him up to number two on the depth chart. I like Tyson Williams. I'm not going to say that he's going to put up Zach Moss numbers at all, because I think Zach Moss is going to have a great second year. But I just think that the potential there, now that he's going to have more touches, is something that I'm going to look for with Tyson throughout the season. But
I like that.
Last locals in the NFL award for you, Sam, the comeback player of the year award.
So maybe I'm missing someone, but I have a hard time with this one, because like you said, last year it was really easy to go with Alex Smith, you know, a guy who was out with a substantial injury. But I honestly, and so maybe I should defer to you first on this, because I could not think of who I could slot in as our local comeback player of the year. So let me hear what you have to say first.
Yeah, so I've got two guys. Maybe I'll go with one, and then I'll give you the second one, and you can tell me what you think of the second pick. So the first guy that I thought of when I was thinking about Comeback Player of the Year award was, you know, like, it's not necessarily injury, because we didn't really have a local guy that, you know, I mean, you could go maybe Terrell Burgess, because he was out because of an injury, but he was a rookie, and so it's like, you know, there wasn't a lot there to go off of as far as stats were concerned. But I'm going to go with Kyle Van Noy with the New England Patriots now. You know, he had that year with Miami last year after leaving New England, and he was banged up all year, and, you know, the production wasn't the same as he had had in New England for those Super Bowl runs. And I just think that him getting back into a place that he's clearly comfortable in, you saw how he struggled in Detroit to start his career, and then New England brings him in, and he all of a sudden is one of the top linebackers in the NFL. Everybody knows who Kyle Van Noy is, you know, winning Super Bowl rings, and then goes to Miami, gets a nice paycheck. But then, you know, the NFL, the way that contracts are set up, made it really easy for Miami to get rid of him after only a year. And so I look to have, you know, Kyle Van Noy, where he didn't play much during the preseason. He's still kind of dealing with some injuries. And I think that, you know, if he can stay healthy, getting back to that place of comfort where he's familiar with the Patriots system, will do wonders for his game. And, you know, he's still, I think, got some good football left in him. But the second guy, I want to hear what you have to think of this, is Zach Moss. He did have that injury that prevented him from playing in the postseason last year. And I feel like when he had that injury, Sam, he was on the precipice of just becoming that guy for Buffalo. You know, it was going to be Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Zach Moss. They were going to be the three-headed monster on offense. And I think that now he's healthy coming into this season, he's going to be that guy that they were hoping he was going to be going into the playoffs last year.
Right. That's a good pick. So I'll point the finger at myself. I'll take the blame for this. I was totally thinking in an injury frame of mind. I didn't think to expand my mindset to someone who maybe dipped in production and then can't come back, when clearly that's a great reason for Comeback Player of the Year as well. And as soon as you were kind of explaining it that way, same person came to my mind in Kyle Van Noy. I'm like, okay, I think he's back in a comfortable situation where I agree. You know, I think he would fit well as a Comeback Player of the Year. Zach Moss, I would lean more towards the breakout guy. I still don't know. But I'm not saying he's a bad pick for Comeback Player either. I just don't know that he was really there to come back to yet. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I agree. I think that, you know, it is tough when last season it was just so easy to hand it off to Alex Smith. But I do like Kyle Van Noy. I think that he's got some good football left in him. And New England, I hope, can be that place that he kind of springs back to the player that he was a couple of years ago. But let's move on, Sam. Let's go to our NFL picks as a whole. Yeah. Let's go to these general NFL awards. I know that, you know, we have fun talking about the locals, but we've got an audience here in Utah that just, you know, loves NFL football. And you know that just based off of Sunday nights throughout the season, putting these highlights together. And I want to start off with the MVP award. We saw Aaron Rodgers last year, and, you know, neither of us had Aaron Rodgers as our pick. Mm-mm. I think I went with Patrick Mahomes last year, and you went with Deshaun Watson. And I still think that, you know, both of those guys' talent is at that level, but who do you have for this season's MVP?
So I had a list of five players, and they're all quarterbacks, but I had a list of five players that I think could potentially these are the five players that I would not be surprised if their names are kind of surfacing in that MVP conversation come about week 10-ish or so in the season. You know, Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, of course. I think Baker Mayfield is a name to keep an eye on. He played very strong the last half of last season.
That's a sneaky pick, Sam.
I think so. So I think that's definitely, you know, one of those, you know, maybe – sneaky is a good way to put it. One of those guys that just might go under the radar a bit this year in that MVP conversation, because if Cleveland has a solid year, if they win that division title, if they're headed to maybe a top two seed in the AFC, which they've got the talent to do that, if they get there, Baker Mayfield will suddenly be right in that conversation. You know, Patrick Mahomes is always going to be in that conversation. He's just so amazing and so talented. But sometimes when you're that good that many years in a row, maybe, you know, the voters like to look other places at times as well. Aaron Rodgers, he could, you know, last year in Green Bay, maybe he plays with a bit of a chip on his shoulder, takes an MVP with him to wherever his next destination is. But my pick is going to be Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. So that's who I'm going to give the MVP award to. Hopefully I can say I'm right 17 weeks from now, but Buffalo is just another one of those teams that they're just set up well to, they should win the AFC East. They should be a top two or three seed in the AFC and be right there come, you know, AFC Championship weekend. They could be right there in the mix. So I think Josh Allen, it's his time.
Yeah, I think that that's a solid pick. You know, last year he was in that MVP conversation all the way through the end of the season there. And it's interesting because the MVP, you've got, like, last year it was like, for the first half of the season, I felt like it was Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes. And then it all of a sudden shifted to Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers. So I think that you're right with all those guys. It just could be a number of those players, but I think that we've continued to doubt him over and over and over again throughout his career. And last year he proved everybody wrong. And so I'm just going to give him the MVP this year. I'm going to say it's Tom Brady. I'm going with Tom Brady. I don't know why. I can't tell you that they're going to win the Super Bowl again because I don't think they are, but I like Tom Brady. I think that, you know, with a bunch of these weapons coming back, he's going to have a really productive season again. And he's been really healthy throughout his entire career. I mean, he had that one major knee injury, but other than that, he's been pretty healthy. And, you know, we found out that he played through an MCL or meniscus or whatever it was, you know, last year. And I think that, you know, if he's, you know, healthy going into this year, that injury is behind him. And you even saw what he did last year. There's no telling what he could do again with that Buccaneers offense. But
for me, if Tom Brady's going to win the MVP, and I think it's maybe because the bar is so high for him. And then he proved that in 1 year in Tampa, he can win a Super Bowl already. For me, I mean, they're going to have to be like 14-2, 15-1. That's just my opinion. It's going to have to be an off the chart season.
Yeah. I think that the interesting comparison, I mean, I know this is a football podcast, but you look at like LeBron James, right? Like MVP, yeah. LeBron James is the best player in the NBA. He has been for the last 15 years and he's won what, four MVPs. It's like, okay, you can't tell me that Derrick Rose was a better player that year than LeBron James or, you know, like, it's interesting to me that how we come up with these awards, or I guess I'm not voting on them myself, but
right.
You know, it's interesting when a player continues to do what a guy like Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes does every single season. And then they don't win the award. I'm left scratching my head. I'm like, yeah, Josh Allen had a great year. Aaron Rodgers had a great year, but you know, at some point, you know, where do you weigh the Wayne
right.
versus the most valuable versus the offensive player of the year? I just think that these awards are interesting. Speaking of offensive player of the year, who are you going with for your offensive player of the year award in the NFL, Sam?
So, again, I think this is where a name like Aaron Rodgers might pop up in that conversation again. But I'm going to look away from quarterback with this award, and it seems like I tend to do that with my picks. Christian McCaffrey, he's going to be in that mix, and that might be a good name for a comeback player of the year this year, you know. But I'm going to go with Derrick Henry for offensive player of the year. I mean, the guy is amazing. He's an absolute beast, but, and his name will probably even come up in MVP conversations because I believe, I believe Tennessee not only is going to win their division, but I think they're going to be a very strong contender out of the AFC going into the playoffs. And it's going to be in large part because of Derrick Henry.
So I'm going to reveal something to you right now, Sam. For sake of argument, I've come up with two names for each of these, just in case you take my first pick. And it's Derrick Henry in this one. I agree with you 100%. I put Derrick Henry, and I just had to let you know. So at the end of the season, when it looks like I'm wrong on this pick, I agreed with you. I am 100% with you on Derrick Henry. But for sake of difference here, I'm going to go with Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen, you know, like you said about him with MVP award, I just think that he was so good at the end of the last season. And getting into the postseason last year and I think facing the Chiefs, learning what it was like to go up against a Super Bowl type team like the Chiefs, I think will do wonders for him. Just the process, I guess, that mm-hmm. it takes to, you know, get a team like Buffalo from being a terrible team to a playoff team to, you know, that team that advances in the playoffs to ultimately a team that can reach the Super Bowl. I think that it's just another year, another step in that progression for Josh Allen. And so I think he's going to be even better this season as well. But defensive player of the year.
So for me, it's I didn't even have to think too hard about it. But I will say this before I reveal my pick, that I know last year I was speaking highly of Von Miller. He wasn't my pick last year, if I remember correctly, but I spoke very highly of him because he was having an amazing camp and then he got injured and missed the season. And I really thought it was going to be kind of his comeback year to really as one of the top pass rushers in the league. Not that he had slipped too far off from that, but I thought last year was going to be one of those big seasons. I think this year he's going to have a big season again. So that's just a guy to keep your eye on. And that's my Bronco heart speaking as well. But I'm going to go
Bronco
with
Bronco Defensive Player of the Year Award.
Yes, there you go. Although he may not even be that pick. And I'll tell you why later. But Myles Garrett is who I'm going to go with for the Browns. The way he started last year, I want to say through the first half of the season, he already had about 9 or 10 sacks. And then I know COVID got in the way of him having kind of that full season. And so, again, it's a Browns team that's going to be pretty good. If Myles Garrett has a very productive season on the defensive side, he's going to be in that conversation. So I'm going to pick him.
It feels wrong not to pick Aaron Donald here just because he's so good.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go with him, even though he's won the award multiple times. I think that, you know, that's just an easy low-hanging fruit kind of pick. And I think I might be a year or two early on this, but I'm going to go with Chase Young. I think that, you know, last year he looked like he was ready-made coming out of Ohio State, and he was a beast last year. He proved every reason why the Washington football team took him with the pick that they did there in the top of the draft. But I think that he's going to be – if he's not going to be the defensive player of the year – this year, he's going to be there in the next couple of seasons. I just think he's too talented. And, you know, if he stays healthy, he's going to win the award eventually. Rookie of the year, Sam, are you going to go with Zach Wilson here? Is he your pick? Are you going to go with another one of these young quarterbacks?
So, gosh, I mean, he's going to be right there, I think. Rookie of the year, Zach Wilson's guy. So I said this on, I think when I was a guest on KSL's Unrivaled earlier this week, that I feel like Zach Wilson and Mac Jones are both set up best for more immediate success in the NFL. I'm not saying that the success for either of them can't be long-term. I think Zach Wilson's got, you know, a road ahead of him to have a successful NFL career. Just from the quarterback position of all these young quarterbacks that are coming in, And you know, I know there's a guy in Jacksonville that probably wouldn't agree, but Zach and Mac, I think, will have the best seasons at quarterback. And so as a result, the rookie of the year conversation will include Zach Wilson, but I'm going to go off the radar for this one a bit. And this might be my dark horse pick of all of our picks here, but I'm going to go with Kyle Pitts from the Falcons, the tight end from the Falcons. He looked great in preseason. He was good in training camp. And even if the Falcons only win 4 games this year, 5 games, whatever, I think he's going to have a great year as a rookie, kind of the next, you know, Tony Gonzalez, Shannon Sharp, whoever you want to name as a great pass catching tight, Antonio Gates type. You know, I think Kyle Pitts is that next guy. He's amazingly athletic and for the tight end. And I think he's going to have a great NFL career.
Yeah, the one thing that I'm worried about with Kyle Pitts is because I really like him as well, and I think that Matt Ryan's still a really good quarterback, but I just worry about the lack of weapons that they have now. With, you know, it's Ridley and Pitts pretty much there for the receivers now that they don't have Julio Jones. And I feel like, you know, he may not have put up the same numbers, but he's just going to get more double teams on him. Like people are going to zone in on Pitts. Like he's that good. He's going to be one of the top tight ends in the NFL in the next couple of years. And so I like that pick, but I also think I'm going to go off the radar here. I'm not going to go quarterback. I think it's just too easy. Everybody's picking quarterbacks for the rookie of the year. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Najee Harris from Alabama and now with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that, you know, Pittsburgh, they like running the football. They're like that hard nose, you know, just like line up. We're going to just beat you the line of scrimmage kind of a football team. And I liked what I saw from Ben Roethlisberger. I know it was preseason, but he looked pretty good to me. And I'm like, you know, if they can get a good running game again, because they've kind of been banged up there since Le'Veon Bell left. And I can't remember what their other running back's name was, like the
Collins.
Yeah, I can't remember what his name was, but yeah, he was banged up last year, and it just, you saw what a lack of a running attack had with the combination of not having Ben there. And so I like Najee Harris. I think that he's going to have a good season. Coach of the year.
Okay, so I'm interested to see where you go with this one, because I don't know why, but a part of me feels like maybe we're going in the same direction here.
Really?
I could be way wrong. I could be way wrong. I don't know why, but I'm feeling this way. But my coach of the year, I don't know if you want to call it a dark horse, but I'm going to go with Robert Saleh with the Jets, because – again, it's a team that's not expected to do a whole lot as far as wins and losses go. But it just seems like, and maybe I've had a little too much local Kool-Aid with what's going on in New York this off season, but it seems like he's got everyone pretty excited. There's a different vibe, a different feeling with this Jets team than there's been in years. Whereas you're usually at this point of the season and Jets fans are extremely cautiously optimistic about their season and usually lose hope after a couple of weeks. So here you are with a team that just seems like they've got a little more optimism. They've got a very young squad that is set to be a contender in the AFC East here in the next, you know, 2-3 seasons, but maybe this year already, you know, you win 7-8 games, maybe. And if Zach Wilson has a good rookie season, you might point at that coach who stood by him since day one and say that maybe he's the coach of the year.
I did not go Robert Saleh.
Yes, did.
I did not. Actually, if you looked at this sheet that I have up right now, this was one of the things that I didn't have two names on, because I do like the pick, and I do think the Jets are going to be better. It's hard when there's really nowhere to go but up, because they were so bad. But I do like the pick. I'm going with Kyle Shanahan of the 49ers.
Okay.
You had the 49ers in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and then they were just down. They were so injured last year. All of their main guys, all their stars were hurt. And I think that the quarterback situation there is fascinating. Now, disclaimer, the 49ers are like my second favorite team, so I really like paying attention to them.
Okay.
But I will say that this quarterback situation is just fascinating to me, but I feel like Kyle Shanahan's going to get it right. Like, watching the preseason, Trey Lance does not look like he's going to start a game in the NFL to me this season. Like, he just doesn't look ready. He's super talented and you see the flashes from him, but I just can't imagine him going out there. He's the kind of quarterback, I think, that's super talented and he can make the play to win you the game right now, but with his lack of experience, I think he's also going to make those mistakes that'll lose you the game. And so I think that he needs some more reps and, you know, just needs to kind of watch Jimmy G work and see what it's like to actually be an NFL quarterback first before he takes over. But I just, if Jimmy can stay healthy, I really like what they have around him. He's not the greatest quarterback in the world, and I'm not saying that he is, but I just think that all the talent that they have on both sides of the football, Kyle Shanahan's a really good coach, and everybody's going to rip him forever about the second half of that Super Bowl a couple of years ago. But I think that, you know, that with his experience in the Super Bowl with the Falcons, and, you know, he's had so much football experience with his dad and, you know, the knowledge that he has from there, as well as his own learning experiences. I just think that everything is going to continue to build for him. I just think he's a really good coach. And so I think that they'll turn it around, and I'm not going to say that they're going to make it to the Super Bowl or anything this year, but I think that they'll be back in the playoffs and, you know, fighting for that division. And it's a really tough division. It's probably, if it's not the toughest in the NFL, it's one of the top divisions in the NFL. So Real quick before I let you go, Sam, I know I've taken too much of your time already, but I wanted to get your Super Bowl predictions. Give me your NFC champ, your AFC champ, and then who's winning it all in Super Bowl 56 there at SoFi Stadium in February.
I had a harder time with the NFC than with the AFC in this one.
With the Denver Broncos. I know it's really hard.
Yeah, it's hard to pick the Broncos out of the NFC, you know? So, but no, just because there is a lot of change, right? New Orleans doesn't have Drew Brees anymore. And they were your NFC South winners. What, they had the second best record in the NFC last year. Yeah, of course, there's Tampa there again. Could they make a run back? I don't know. I don't have the same belief in that team as I would have in a Patriots team from a few years back. Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers is intriguing. Okay, so the Packers, the last year with Aaron Rodgers there again, I kind of feel like even if he's not getting along with management, maybe there's that chip on his shoulder to go out strong and then get a big payday going somewhere else. So for me, it came down to, is it going to be the Packers or is it going to be the Seahawks coming out of the NFC? And I am going to go with the Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to take him to the Super Bowl, kind of with that chip on his shoulder mentality. So there's my NFC. Sorry, I'm taking too long with my explanation. You want me to go AFC right now?
Let's go.
Okay. All right. AFC, for me, it came down to three teams. I'll just keep it quick. It came down to, of course, the Chiefs, who are going to be in that conversation, I think, every year for a decade. But then the other two teams in that conversation are going to be the Bills and the Titans. And the AFC championship game is going to be the Chiefs against either the Bills or the Titans. But ultimately, this is the window of the next dynasty in the NFL. And this is the Chiefs window. It's theirs. It's wide open. They're going to go back to the Super Bowl. So it's going to be the Chiefs and Packers in the Super Bowl. And I think the Chiefs get their second Super Bowl with Mahomes and Andy Reid and company.
Man, we think a lot alike, Sam. Like, it's just crazy. I've got the Packers coming out of the NFC as well. Last year, I picked the Cowboys, and it was really bad. Like, that was a really, really bad pick last year. And I was like, I can't do that again. I can't go dark horse on my Super Bowl pick. So I'm going to go with the Packers. I think that they'll finally get over that hump. They've been in that NFC, you know, championship race for the last 5-6 years, it feels like. And Aaron Rodgers only has that one Super Bowl ring. And I feel like he's just so determined to prove Green Bay's management wrong that he's like, last year I went out, I won the MVP. You shouldn't have drafted Jordan Love. And, you know, it'll also be fascinating to me because if they win the Super Bowl, Sam, like, how does Green Bay like move off of him or trade him or, you know, like,
right.
How do you do that? Like at that point in time, don't you just have to be like, all right, like you've proved us wrong twice. Like here's all the money and we'll trade Jordan Love. Like, I think that storyline is just so fascinating and we've already gone through a year plus of it. I just think it'll be more fascinating depending on the success or lack of success that the Packers have this season. But I've got the Packers out of the NFC, and then I also have the Chiefs out of the AFC. I think that they're just so talented. The only thing that I'm concerned about them is they struggled, you know, with their offensive line. They lost Eric Fisher. They lost a bunch of guys there off the offensive line because of, you know, you saw what happened in the Super Bowl. Tampa Bay just bull rushed them and Mahomes was running for his life. And so if that offensive line can, you know, they're young, but if they can be solid for Mahomes this season, he looked so sharp in the preseason. And it's just weird to me that Andy Reid just loves playing all of his guys in the preseason like he does. And it's actually fun to watch the preseason Chiefs games because you see all the starters out there compared to some of these other teams. But he looked, I mean, granted, it wasn't full speed defenses. It wasn't a bunch of starters he was going up against, but he was just locked in. And I was just like, yep, he's still amazing. He's still probably the best player in the NFL, even though I didn't go with him for MVP, but whatever. I'm going to go with the Packers, though, over the Chiefs. I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to do it. I think that he is going to get that second Super Bowl ring. I just think that everything that we saw from him and the way that he came back this offseason and the little snarky comments that he's had at the GM there. And, you know, I just, I just feel like it's such good drama and I just love it. Yeah. I'm all for it. And it does kind of suck from a locals in the NFL perspective, because I really am fascinated to see what Jordan Love could do as a starter in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that storyline with Aaron Rodgers, if he could win the Super Bowl, that's some juicy stuff right there. So I'm going to go Packers over the Chiefs, but I think it'll be a good football game if that happens. And it wouldn't surprise me if the Chiefs won.
Win or lose in the Super Bowl, or even appear in it, I think I know Green Bay should not think twice about doing whatever they have to keep Aaron Rodgers, but I still kind of feel like Aaron Rodgers is bound to get out of there after this season and just to write a new chapter and call it good in Green Bay. It just seems like, and you know, we'll see how the season goes. Maybe I'm way off and maybe I don't know enough, but it seems like there's just enough hurt feelings or bad blood there that yeah, they want to win. They both want to win, so they're going to go out and do everything they can to win. But I think it's over no matter what. Even if he wins the Super Bowl, it's over in Green Bay.
Well, I think a lot of people agree with that take, and it's going to be fascinating to see. I mean, the NFL has so much drama and a lot of good storylines this season to follow. And you know, we'll have you on, Sam, throughout the season. Cool. to discuss these things and, you know, break down some of these locals in the NFL performances. People can always check you out on SportsBeat on Sunday night. You'll have all the highlights. But starting this week, we're going to have the Cowboys versus the Buccaneers on Thursday, September 9th. And that game is going to be on KSL TV at 6:20 p.m. Mountain Time. So we're here, Sam. We've made it. The NFL season is upon us.
Yep. And then Sunday, September 12th, the Broncos are at the Giants. So just put that one on your calendar, too.
Exactly. I like it. Sam, give us where people can follow you and maybe tease a little SportsBeat for me.
Yeah, for sure. You just catch us at, catch me on my social, on Twitter, at Samsworth _KSL is where you can find me. I do have a KSL Facebook page, too. If you look up Sam Farnsworth KSL, I think you'll find me somewhere along those lines. But SportsBeat, you know, we are already hitting hard and heavy our locals in the NFL. That's going to be coming a big deal, of course, a week from this weekend. This weekend is going to be a lot of college football talk, but hey, it's just football. So that's what we're loving.
Exactly. I love it, Sam. Appreciate you joining the podcast.
Thanks.